I wanted to say that Thanksgiving is one of the best holidays in the United States, isn't it? It's a time where we strengthen relationships and we spend time with people who we love. And what's really amazing is that people drive all over the continent and fly all over the continent just to be with people who they love. It is an incredible holiday. And I haven't even started talking about the food yet. The food is off the charts. And I hope that y'all can stay awake during the sermon here, because I know leftovers is really awesome, especially when you're going for leftovers at lunch after church today. But I wanted to share some things, some thoughts that I had to encourage you to give thanks to the Lord. And if we can go to the first point, which is back a little. Point one. See, I've organized my sermon into points. Just keep things simple. Point one, giving thanks to the Lord opens the door to a good relationship with Him. I want to talk about giving thanks to the Lord this morning. Because we can give thanks for food. We can give thanks for good health. We can give thanks for great grades. We can give thanks for a new car or a great job. But it's challenging to see God in the mix of all of that. And the Bible calls us to give thanks to the Lord. Giving thanks to the Lord opens the door to a good relationship with Him. If we can go to the next slide. In Psalm 100 verse 4 it says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." You know, the scriptures declare that every man and woman is made in the image of God. We are created beings. Whether we acknowledge it or not, there is a part of our being that craves for a relationship with our Creator. We can have a bad relationship with God, or we can have a good relationship with God. The choice is up to us. A bad relationship with God is one where you think God is an impediment to your life. He's a nagging restriction that you can easily neglect. One where you're just simply too busy to learn about His teachings. That is a bad relationship with God. A good relationship with God is one where you make Him the center of your life, and your relationship with Him is the most important priority of your life. And you carve out time every day to devote yourself to worshiping Him and living in obedience to His commands. You choose what kind of relationship you want to have with God. No one can make you have a relationship with God. It's something you must decide on your own. The world is full of men and women who do not have a good relationship with God and have become accustomed to it. It's the norm. These men and women are everywhere. They're in your neighborhood. They're at your job. They're in your classrooms. They're on social media. And yes, they are in your government. We cannot assume, friends, that everyone has a great relationship with God. If we want to have a good relationship with God, the psalmist gives us some very clear instructions. He says we must enter His gates with thanksgiving. We can't begin to have a relationship with God if we are ungrateful and grumbling and complaining about who he is or what he has done in, or not done in our lives. I believe, based on this scripture that's up on the screen, that being thankful gets us in the door. Now, it's not natural for us to give thanks to God. We live in a world that wants to get God as far away out of the picture. We live in a world that we exalt ourselves, our minds, our intellect, our great accomplishments. We don't want God to have anything to do with any of that. It takes a lot of effort and energy to actually direct our minds to God and to find opportunities to express gratitude to him. And so I want to encourage you to think about things that you can be grateful to God for and give thanks to him on a daily basis. Let's go to the next slide. A prayer of thanksgiving can sound like this. Now, I'm not telling you what to pray. I'm just giving you an example of what it could sound like. Thank you, God, for life itself. I did not give life to myself. It is a gift I received from you. I did nothing to deserve the gift of life. And I acknowledge that you have blessed me with this gift. And I am thankful for it. See how easy that is? Any one of us can just take a few minutes and just thank God for life itself. Amen? Giving thanks to God gets us in the door. Point number two, next slide. Giving thanks to God is the cure to an anxious heart. Have you ever felt anxious about something? You ever felt like there's something that's happening in the future that just gives you the heebie-jeebies? It makes you scared. It brings about perspiration and palpitation. It's a thing of dread and of fear in your heart. That is what is called anxiety. People experience it on a daily basis. Some people are anxious just to go to work. Just the thought of having to go to get up tomorrow morning and go into work brings on a lot of stress and anxiety to you. What do you do with that anxiety? The world has many harmful ways to deal with anxiety. But look at this scripture in Philippians chapter 4. If you go to the next slide, it says this. In verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In this verse, we're given a very clear instruction. Do not be anxious. Right? Isn't that simple? Do not be anxious. We see it. We understand the language. But yet still, in our heart of hearts, we think that by worrying over something, that somehow we can change the outcome of it. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, don't worry about your life. Why are we told not to worry? Because it is an exercise in total and complete futility. I repeat that. Worrying is an exercise that leads to total and complete futility. All the worrying in the world can change nothing. Let's try it out. Let's, for the next 15 seconds, let's just worry about something that's on your mind. It could be how you're going to pay your student loan. How are you going to pay your light bill? It could be something about a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Let's just take the next 15 seconds and just worry as much as we possibly can. Okay? Go. Go ahead. Worry. Come on now. Worry harder. We only have 5 seconds left now. Get on it now. Okay, 15 seconds are up. How does it make you feel, all that worrying? Don't you feel stressed out? Let me ask you this. Has anything changed? Right. Now, we just did that for 15 seconds. Some people spend hours of their time worrying about things they have absolutely no control over. Instead of worrying, the scriptures direct us to pray with thanksgiving. Okay? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, he says, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And what can we expect? We can expect the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and our minds in Christ Jesus. What's he talking about? He's saying the issue that you're worrying about may not change, but our inner disposition about it will. And there's an inner peace that nobody can understand, that nobody can fathom. That's why it says it transcends all understanding. The word promises peace from God. And this is what the world is longing for. The peace that can guard our heart and our mind. But this kind of peace is not available to people in the world. People in the world search for this peace. And they go after this peace with sexual relationships, with drugs, with alcohol. They pursue this peace, but they can't get it because they're going about it the wrong way. This kind of peace is only found in Jesus Christ. If you stand outside the covenant of Christ, you will always be subject to the tyranny of anxiety. Only those who are in Christ and who offer their request to God with thanksgiving will be granted peace from God. What does giving thanks to God when you're anxious look like? Let's go to the next slide. This is what a prayer of thanksgiving could look like when you're anxious. Lord, I am feeling anxious about my test this week. But I am thankful for the fact that I am in college and that you have given me the ability to learn. God, I don't feel as prepared for the coming test, but I thank you that I still have some time available to get prepared. And I thank you for all the resources you've provided to help me to be successful in this test. And if I do not perform well, I thank you that it will not be the end of my world. Can I get an amen? But I can learn from my mistakes and I can grow to be a better student. Do you see how you can give thanks to God when you're anxious? Can I get an amen from the students? Amen. Point number three. Giving thanks to God helps us escape the trap of self-pity. Let's go to the next slide. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18 says, be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When things don't go our way, we are prone to self-pity. we moan and groan when our circumstances are not exactly the way we want it. We say things like, why is this happening to me? Or, how come I don't have a boyfriend? Or how come I don't have a girlfriend? Or, why didn't the teacher like me enough to give me a better grade? Or, you may have heard this one, why is the system rigged against me? All of these are examples of self-pity, where you put yourself in the middle and you believe that you are the center of the universe and that there is some conniving plan directed against you. The scriptures teach us to give thanks in all circumstances. You might have missed it. All circumstances. Not just when things are going great for you. Not just when you got the job that you applied for. Or the girlfriend that you asked for. Or the boyfriend that you've been longing for. It says give thanks in all circumstances. Not whether you have great health, but if you have poor health as well. Whatever the circumstance is, the scriptures clearly teach to give thanks in all circumstances because this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. No one person is in control over the affairs of man except God. In one country, there's civil war. In another place, there's famine. In yet another place, people are dealing with the devastating effects of natural disasters. What we are instructed to do is to give thanks in all circumstances, whether they're favorable or unfavorable. This is especially true when the winds of political change are blowing. We can be anxious or we can be in despair. But the Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances, whether there is a Democrat who is the President of the United States or a Republican. Can I get an amen, church? Now, there are some people who've been negatively affected by the legal decrees of our present government. Laws are being passed that make those who are immigrants more vulnerable than ever. And many people are distressed over the situation. We may not agree with the laws that are passed, but the Bible says that we are to give thanks in all circumstances, whether the laws are to your favor or our favor, or they are against us. I want to remind you about a man in the Old Testament called Daniel. I want you to study him out. He's in the Old Testament. Do you know, during Daniel's time, the king declared an edict that was specifically designed to make him compromise his faith. But Daniel did not compromise. Daniel stood firm and kept offering prayers of thanksgiving to God 3 times a day. Well, what happened? He had to break the law of the land because it forced him to compromise the law of his God. You know what happened to Daniel? He was thrown in the lion's den. But God rescued him because of his faith. I want to encourage you to read Acts chapter 4. In that chapter, the Bible says a great persecution broke out against the church. The men who were preaching about the resurrection of Jesus were whipped. They were beaten by the authorities of Israel. What did they do? Did they go hiding in foxholes? No. Did they go grumbling about towards God and saying, God, why are we being treated like this? We're your servants? No. They offered up a prayer that they would preach the word more boldly. And that's what they went out and did. These are examples of men and women of faith who gave thanks in all circumstances, whether the circumstances were for them or against them. So let's not fall into the pit of self-pity when circumstances do not go our way. Instead, let us pray a prayer like this. Let's go to the next slide. Thank you, God, that you are allowing me to go through trials, because in these trials, you refine my character and you are teaching me to deepen my trust in you. In the scriptures, you declare yourself to be sovereign over all the nations and over all the affairs of mankind. Therefore, you are fully knowledgeable of my present circumstances and have decreed them into existence. Teach me your will in my trials so that I can know you better and praise your holy name. What'd that take? A minute. But it's a prayer that anybody can offer up to God, a prayer of thanksgiving in the midst of your trial. Finally, let's turn to the next one. Next slide. Thank you. Colossians 2 in verse 6 to 7. Let us overflow with thankfulness to God. It says in Colossians 2 verse 6 to 7, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in the faith, just as you were taught, overflowing with thankfulness. You know, the Bible says that we are to be overflowing with thanksgiving. You know, it's like you're filling up a cup with water, and the cup gets full and the water keeps pouring in. That's overflowing. That ought to be our disposition toward God. That we are bubbling over. We are continually giving him thanks. Regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what's going on, whether we're having a great day or a bad day, we are overflowing with thankfulness. Why? Why should we be overflowing with thankfulness? I'll tell you why. Because when I am overflowing with thankfulness, my mind is not on me. I'm not wallowing in my problems. I'm not digging deeper into my feelings. My mind is on God, where he wants me to be. Okay? And so there are many things we can be thankful for. But it does take some time to think about what we ought to be thankful for and to articulate what we are thankful for. It does take some time. You got to sit down in a corner and turn the instant messaging off and turn the TV off and really think about this. Okay? And for me, what helps me sometimes when I'm going through my down times is writing down the things that I am thankful for towards God. And I want to share some things that I wrote down today just as an example of what I am grateful for. I'm not saying you ought to be grateful for these things, but these are things that I am grateful for. You ready? I am thankful for God's word, because it has transformed my mind and my heart, and it has set me free from the bondage of sin. I am thankful for Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for my atonement and granted me an opportunity to be forgiven from my sin. I am thankful for the church, without which I would never have known about my spiritual condition and how lost I was and how separated I was from God. I'm thankful for the men and women who God used over the years to strengthen and mature me in my faith. I'm thankful for the New York City Church of Christ, for its elders and evangelists. But they are God's gift to the church. I'm thankful for the men and women who serve as Bible Talk leaders, for all the servants, for every member of the church, because they are a blessing from God. These are just some of the things that I am thankful for. And I want to encourage you to be overflowing in your gratitude toward God. What does the Bible say? It says, let us give thanks to the Lord. I believe that if we give thanks to the Lord, we open up the door to having a good relationship with Him. By giving thanks to the Lord, we can cure the anxiety that's in our hearts. And when we give thanks to the Lord, we can escape the trap of self-pity. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever, and for He is a good, good Father. Amen.